So we'll get all the way to second domino. Is that cool? All right, cool. Any other questions?
So how to avoid saying no. It's always, I wish I could do what they want.
But yeah.
So that we don't delay Johnny's streamer, so that we don't whatever.
It's order negative. How do you feel about
okay?
Because when we go, well, because what most doctors do when we watch Secret Shopper film is they go, well, no, you're really not a candidate. Braces are going to be the best for you. She's not on board, right? And frankly.
And you can see patients like shut down like on the film. I mean, we've got hours of it. So they will just kind of like shrink back, shut down, and then they steamroll right over everything else. And then they're out of the room and then they attack TC. And then you're not selling anything that day. Does that make sense? So you want to make sure that you're paying attention to what their objections and buying signals are and let them speak. Because that's what a lot of doctors don't do, is let their patients speak.
Gotcha. So I wish I could, so that we don't. How do you feel about XYZ?
It's a recipe for everything.
Okay.
Your kids doing chores at home, right? Your wife, what restaurant you want to go to? Hey, honey, so that we actually get to dinner on time. How do you feel about like picking one of these two options so that we're not late, right? How's it for it? Or your kids, so that we can actually go get ice cream later. How do you guys feel about cleaning your room now?
Right? Finding your shoes.
Right? This is a little psychological tool where you want to tell someone, no, we're not getting ice cream until your room's clean. I would say, well, so we can go now. How do you guys feel about cleaning this up like before we go? And they're like, okay, right? You want to actually walk them into a good decision. That's what you're ethically charged with as a doctor, to help these people make the right decision. Most of us just come in and give them a bunch of information and walk out the room and hope that they do what's right for them. They didn't go to school for 11 years. You're here to help them make that decision. It's a very, very important point.
Treatment coordinator and parenting boot camp 101.
Yeah, exactly. You're gonna use that with your kids, right?
I am.
And you're like, I get it now.
So, domino number one, I like the open-ended question of what options have you considered. Open-ended question for domino number two being, how long would you expect something like this?
I say we kind of prepared for that. I say, you know, based on her bite and the amount of crowding, we looked at the x-ray. It's going to be about a year and a half, 2 years. You guys kind of prepared for a year and a half, 2 years? It's usually the easiest domino to get over, because they are.
Yeah.
But there's 1 in 10 who go, well, no, she's joining the military next year. She's going to be deployed. We can't. Yeah. We got to get this done in 6 months. We literally had an Air Force pilot.
So you can't just tell them. You have to ask them.
You got to ask. Yeah. But an Air Force pilot, she comes in, and she's like, I'm only in Kansas City for 6 months. I'm like, this is like a 2-year treatment plan. She's like, well, then I guess I'll have to come back when I'm not in Afghanistan. I was like, that's probably a pretty good idea, because you can't go overseas flying a jet. Right? With braces on. They won't check you off, and you actually can't get deployed with active treatment in place. So had we not asked that, she might have signed a contract, and then we're 3 months in, and she's going, so when am I getting these off?
So there is an orthodontist in Afghanistan, just so you know.
We can transfer to one, yeah?
We had a lady that took braces off.
Awesome, cool.
She got her braces in Afghanistan, no
And line. You took them off over here?
We took
Clarity.
Off.
Very cool. Yeah, this was a U.S. Air Force pilot, and she literally was like ready to start.
She might have been a pilot.
She was with the military, I don't know.
She did like HR stuff for the military.
Yeah, but she was deployed, and she had braces from there, and I was like, no, I thought she was totally lying.
She's lying. Yeah.
She's the nicest lady ever. She was so sweet.
They're over there.
Well. So back to the dominoes.
Yeah.
Based off the crowding and her bite, I'd expect this to take about 18 to 24 months. I almost said years.
They're definitely not doing that.
Long plan.
18 to 24 months.
Braces.
Were you prepared?
Were you prepared? No. Dad might be happy to keep his teenage daughter in braces for 30 years. It's just she can't date until she's 40, but otherwise. Yeah.
I wish I could do Invisalign, but so that we'd be certain that you don't have any dates in the next 18 to 24 months.
Put you in metal braces and a head. Yeah, exactly.
How do you feel about that?
I don't like that at all.
Yeah. This is the easiest domino to get over, but there is occasionally a patient who goes, I thought this was a lot quicker, right? I thought this was going to be 6 months. We've got 6 month smiles.
But I think that's transfer patients.
Absolutely. Another point. Yeah, they think
we just had this happen.
I got one more month in this, and if you don't tell them and they don't agree, yep, I'm good for another year, they use it against you when he leaves the room. The minute he leaves, a mom goes, what do you mean 2 years? Nah, I gotta talk to dad about this. You're not gonna call him back in and settle that objection. She's made up her mind. She doesn't trust this. You're just like the last person she saw. She's confused. So we want to get through it quickly. 99 times out of 100, but that one who isn't, you've actually asked a question no other orthodontist asks, which is, this is going to be 2 years of your life in braces. Were you kind of prepared for that? And she's got to say, yeah. My friend had them for three. And mom go, yeah, I had them for four. Perfect. We're in for 2 years. We're all cool.
We want to make sure that both of them say yes.
Absolutely.
To that, yeah. Right?
Because what's mom going to be doing for 2 years?
Bringing
her. Hauling her ass to the orthodontist every month. Yeah, getting her out of school. Absolutely. Moms need to know, because a lot of times they've been told by a general dentist or a friend who had limited treatment, I had mine on for a few months. Maybe, maybe not. But if he says 2 years, they've got to say, that's cool, I'm on board. Okay. Absolutely. Important point.
Okay.
All right, so I'll let you guys kind of go through that part. If you want to go right into the pricing domino, we can probably get that done and kind of, because that's where we'll spend a lot of time, and then we'll just keep shifting it up and letting everyone role play. Okay.
Absolutely.
You guys feeling good about this so far?
Mm-hmm. Oh, this
are you guys
great.
Excited? Yeah, I know the TCs are.
Yeah.
It's neat to have, like,
she's probably feeling overwhelmed, because I remember feeling like that. For me, I just feel like it's kind of a refresher.
You're a refreshment.
But I feel like we haven't been doing all of this, and I think it will help. You know, I mean, we've been doing bits and pieces, but we haven't been doing the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm excited. I've only been doing this for, like, what, 6 months?
Yeah.
It gives you, most people think in the sales, this is a sales position. Most people don't want to call it that. But they think a script is constrictive. They think it limits what they can do. It actually gives you a lot of freedom. If you know you got to hit these points, it gives you lots of time. It gives you lots of time to talk about soccer, to talk about who you're referred from. But if you spend 20 minutes talking about clear brackets, you don't have any freedom at all, right? We want you in there and out in 7 minutes. So this system is actually freeing in that you know exactly what you're going to say next. You get through options, you go right into time. You get through time, you go right into price. You get through price, you go right into now or later. It's a sequence of steps, and mom saying yes the whole time versus us talking, talk. Oh, and she's going to take care of all the financing. We walk out the door, and mom, she hasn't said yes to anything. And the only thing now we're giving her a chance to say yes to is what? $6,000. She's going to go, oh, I got to talk to dad. Yes, I agree with the option. Yes, I agree with the timing. Yes, I agree that this is the place I trust. Yep.
Even if they say yes to, like, everything, the majority of the time they still have to talk to dad. How do you overcome that?
Exactly. We're going to get to that domino. Okay. It helps if he's had a chance to talk about money while he's still in the room.
Yeah.
And mom said, between $5,000 and $7,000, depending on your level of membership, was that kind of something you were prepared for? And mom goes, yeah. Or mom goes, whoa, I thought this was going to be a couple $100. I thought my insurance covered all of this. You want to get to, if mom goes, I get it, I understand. You want to know, is this something we're doing now or pushing off until later? Even if they're not going to start today, mom's going to say, we're ready now. I got to talk to dad about who we're going to use, but we're ready now. Because why want most moms that are in a flex spending mindset to go, we're not starting until January. I need to know that now so we don't chase them.
That was last week here.
Last week. This is everyone. Right? But if you don't ask, we don't know. And so do I want to go chase a mom who's told me, listen, I love it here. Our friends come here. We're coming here, but we got to start in January. So now you know you don't have to go chase them with emails and phone calls. But for a mom who goes, I got to go talk to dad, the first line is typically, well, I'm curious, what would dad say if he were here? Dad would say, I want to make sure I'm getting a good deal. I want to make sure that I trust the doctor. And I want to make sure when you go home to dad that he's comparing apples to apples. Because in most offices, and now you list all the things you do no one else does, in most offices, they don't have a lifetime guarantee. They're not open on Saturdays. They don't give you a second set of retainers. They charge for emergencies and we don't. So the dad has an apples to apples comparison. I want to make sure that you're actually giving dad the right information. So let's schedule a time, and I'm going to call you, and we'll talk and make sure all dad's questions are answered. Do you want to call him? Well, I'll call you next Tuesday. Let me call you next Wednesday. And you actually put it in your books. And you call mom and say, what questions did dad have? Dad's going to say, sounds like a great deal. I can see why you're a little bit more expensive with a lifetime guarantee and free retainers and all that stuff, right? So we just want to give her a chance. We don't want to pressure her and say, well, you know, we got to get started today or your kid's bite's going to be off. What a lot of offices do at that point is they see that as a big objection and they retreat or they get pushy. We want to see it as a true buying signal. What mom's telling you is if I get dad on board, I'm starting here. We want to get her to say that. And you usually follow up within 24 hours and they do say yes. All right, so we'll get all the way through to money, and we'll let you kind of practice giving a range, and Ashley will walk you through that part. But we want to get all the way up to, are we going to do this now or later, so we get a feeling of him being in the room while that decision is being made. And you asked the question, Andrew had the question earlier, if he's talking about clear or metal, and we don't have that figured out yet. See, we can't get to now or later, because mom's still curious about clear versus metal, right? So we're going to get to that all the way to the fourth domino, right?